Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos Kal Aleph, and we're learning Siman Zayin. So the Chayodim addresses over here the issue of traveling an Erev Shabbos. A person is going from city to city, so there's a concern about traveling an Erev Shabbos. Now, obviously, if the person is going to be dealing in a situation where he's getting very close to Shabbos, and he might, because of unforeseen circumstances, come later than expected and end up coming on Shabbos, etc. So the person has to have the seichel to understand that a person should not do that. A person should calculate and give himself the appropriate amount of time to arrive properly. And actually, when Chazal addressed the issue of traveling on Erev Shabbos, they did not even discuss that. This is something which the Rishonim and the Poskim added that that's a concern. But that's not something from the Gemara. The Gemara does talk about traveling on Erev Shabbos, and the Gemara actually has two other concerns, which are directly related to the issues that we've been talking about right now, which is the halachas of Oinig and Kavod. There's two ways to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person should limit their travel on Erev Shabbos. According to Rashi, and many of the Poskim follow the approach of Rashi, is that the concern is the person has to arrive with enough time to prepare for Shabbos, to have enough time to cook their food and do everything you need to have food for Shabbos. So it's an issue of giving cover to Shabbos and having Oinig Shabbos, which we said before that Oinig is on Shabbos. Kavod is the preparation for that Oinig. So a person has to have time to arrive with time to prepare for Shabbos. Alternatively, a second explanation of the Gemara, the Gemara makes this limitation, is that the Gemara is concerned about the fact that people will be exhausted. Traveling is exhausting, and the person is going to come in, if it's coming close to Shabbos, even though there's no concern about Chilul Shabbos, they're going to be exhausted on Shabbos. So they said the person should arrive early enough to have a chance to rest up from the travails of his travels, the challenges of his travels, give a chance to rest before Shabbos, and this way he will enter into Shabbos in a state of mind and physically prepared to enjoy Shabbos. So that's the concern which we're going to be dealing with. There is, Michael will point out at the end, obviously a person has to be aware of the time factor in regards to a concern of actual Chilul Shabbos, which might come along. So the Chayyim says like this, Medina also led the Erev Shabbos Yosef Megimel Parsos. Now, the Gemara is talking about a person who's walking. So we know that a person can walk. The Gemara says that an average person can walk 10 Parsos in one day. Parsa is 4 mil. So that's 40 mil. A person can walk 40 mil in a day. And a mil is 2,000 Amas. 2,000 Amas is somewhere between 3/5 or 4/5 of a mile. So if you understand that, that's the approach of Rabbi Chaim Noah, that a mil is 3/5 of a mile. So 4 times 3 is 12, divided by 5. So it's 2 and a little less than 2.5 miles. So that's a parsa. So 3 parsas, the person is going to be traveling somewhere in the area of 7.5 miles, walking by foot. So Chazal said that a person should not travel more than that on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Rambam adds, it's talking about from the beginning of the day. So the point is, the beginning of the day, he travels that amount, and then he arrives at his destination after that amount of time. So he has almost 2/3 of the day left to prepare for Shabbos, prepare the food for Shabbos. And obviously, a person needs to be aware of the fact that you need to arrive with enough time that your host will have time to prepare for you. But this is talking about a case where the host does not know that you're going to be coming. This person is traveling, and they end up getting some random host. Is not aware that they're going to be coming, or alternatively, they're returning home from a trip. There's no communication. They didn't have phones, so nobody knew that you were coming. So he walks into the house close to Shabbos, and they might have not prepared enough food for him. So we need to arrive with enough time to prepare that food. we will point out that maybe nowadays, which we tend to prepare more than just enough, as opposed to the exact amount per person, a bit more than that, so this concern is less. So that's at least an introduction to the halachas. We'll talk about more Be'ezras Hashem in the upcoming shiurim, that what are the concerns and how can we potentially change mitigate the issues nowadays by traveling in a car and with the ability to make contact beforehand. What are the halachas, the mice on that? We will see in the upcoming shiurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.